To TV writer Ed Bark, it's a landmark moment.
My gut reaction was it is the end of an era because it's the only real... I mean, Bela bought the station from some little broadcaster whose name I can't remember in 1950 and has owned it ever since. And it's like it's been their flagship station. It's been the marquee station in Dallas.
Bark, the longtime TV critic at the Morning News, now writes the blog UncleBarky.com. Channel 8, he says, dominated the local TV news scene for decades. And through it all, WFAA remained the only major North Texas station not owned by a network.
So that alone was, I think, significant. Another reason why the sale today has such reverberations.
Bark isn't sure whether viewers will notice a difference on the air, but Gannett's broadcast president, Dave Lugi, says they won't see any immediate change. And because this purchase of Belo stations makes Gannett the largest owner of major network affiliates in the nation's top 25 cities, he says Gannett's resources will grow and that will improve local news.
As if the WFAA was disadvantaged at all by just the fact that they're up against three network-owned stations inside Dallas, this gives them equal scale. The other benefit for WFAA is that before they worked for, you know, one of the two most companies most committed to local broadcast journalism, and now those two companies have just come together.
Price Coleman, editor at TVNewsCheck.com, which covers the industry, says Gannett is not buying Belo for a better news product. It needs to improve its bottom line.
Broadcast television company station groups like Gannett and Belo recognize that size and scale are important in order for them to be able to compete against others in the information space like broadband companies. So in order to do that, they got to get bigger or go away.
Coleman cites just one profit center, something called retransmission consent revenue, that should grow with this acquisition.
Cable companies and satellite companies pay to carry a broadcast signal on their systems. It's a relatively new revenue stream for broadcasters, and they're getting everything out of it while they can. The bigger they are, the more they can get.
Coleman also does not believe Gannett when it says viewers won't see changes.
Anytime there is a consolidation, there are typically jobs lost. And I would anticipate that would be the case here. Some folks are going to lose their jobs.
Those lost jobs may initially come from the corporate side. That's because Gannett says Belo's downtown headquarters will eventually move to McLean, Virginia, Gannett's home. As for on-air changes, critic Bark expects the new owner will take a close look at local competitors, such as Fox-owned Channel 4.
What's become now the end-all, be-all demo, the 25 to 54-year-old group, Fox is a station that wins at both 5 and 6, for the most part, or has. Oddly enough, Fox 4, in addition with their 9 o'clock news, is probably, ratings-wise, the dominant news station right now in this market.
Despite those recent troubles, Belo has long been the dominant player in Texas broadcasting, with powerhouse stations in Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, as well as Channel 8 in North Texas. The station set a high journalistic bar, too. In fact, just this week, the station won a National Edward R. Murrow Award, one of the top honors in broadcasting. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.